Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Fellow foodies, you are going to be wanting to be sitting down right next to me for the full hour because you know what? It is time to transport your taste buds to the tropics because I want you to catch a wave over to the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan and meet us in this live broadcast from Finney's Landing. All kinds of great beach bums that are populating the beachhead here. We've got all kinds of great food and drink specials right before your very eyes. Finney's Landing, the dock of the bay right up here on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. We're going to be talking to all kinds of great beach celebrities in teasing you about the season that is coming up, a season that I love for great culinary and cocktail experiences. So come on out and join us for this live broadcast. Now, speaking of culinary and cocktail experiences, with an emphasis on cocktail, is one of our spiritual advisors, and he is returning to the coveted celebrity co-host seat representing the great company called Young's Market Company, Man About Town, Mr. Crisco himself. Chris Cullen is here.
He keeps calling me a spiritual advisor. I don't know if I would agree with that, but I appreciate it. It makes me sound very formal.
Well, you know what? Darn the formality. Let's get deep into the heart of what we do and what we do well, and that is to enjoy great cocktails and spirits. Why don't we hoist our glasses high to get the program started? What are you choosing to sip on this lovely Saturday afternoon?
I am currently sipping on a Pacifico, thinking Finney's Landing, and we're going to be talking about Splish Splash Beach Bash, so what better than a nice Mexican Vienna-style lager?
Beautiful. Quite the inspiration. I've got some Jornitos Reposado splishing and splashing around.
Perfect.
In this great glass that I have very intentionally paired with the Founders All Day IPA, kind of low on the ABV side.
There you go.
You know, session, as they say.
Day.
I could drink 9 or 10 of those and
there you go.
Not feel bad at all.
Brilliant.
Well, hey, dude, I mean, before we get to the Centurions, talk about an exciting and fun time of the year. The Centurions is at the anchor of all kinds of great adventures, but we're thinking about beach time. We're thinking about spring and summer. We're thinking about that season change. What does Chris Cullen drink when he's on the beach?
If I'm on the beach, it's cocktails. It's definitely, I'm looking for something that's light, something that's probably sweeter than I would normally be drinking, and water, of course, just because you got to keep yourself hydrated when you're sitting out there specifically just getting sun.
Yeah, you have to do it.
Drink responsibly.
What are the kinds of spirits that are anchoring those beach cocktails? I mean, you're going rum, you're going tequila, you're going all the above.
Going rum so hard.
Beautiful.
So going after rum, I think rum is something that's gaining popularity now. People have been drinking whiskey for so long now. It's been, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years that it's been really popular. And I think not necessarily people getting tired of it, but people are branching out. People are learning a little more and seeing how many similarities there are in some of these barrel-aged rums to these barrel-aged whiskeys. And I think a lot of people are starting to find that they really like rum. And with that, there's a lot of kind of that tiki movement. So I know I've talked about the tiki movement before. We have tiki bars popping up more in the bigger cities. We don't have a whole lot of tiki stuff here yet. But you'll see on a lot of these progressive cocktail menus, they might have a tiki drink. Or one of our favorite places to go to, Commoner & Company, does Tiki
right
Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So JoJo's out there stirring up
presiding.
Some great
right.
tiki cocktails. And they're wearing their Hawaiian shirts as I'm wearing my pineapple shirt.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, right before we went on the air, we did a little Instagram Live. And you talked about the Splish Splash event that the Centurions is going to be hosting on a big day for people that love great food and beverage adventures. What's going on?
Absolutely. So with the Centurions, so I am a rookie this year, so I'm doing my part to make sure that everybody knows all about what we've got going on. So next weekend, we're actually doing a beer festival, doing it out
right.
at the Pima County Fairgrounds. So if you guys are already headed out to the fair, this is just a reason to show up a little early, grab a couple of beers, and have a really good time. So we have 21 different options out there. Starts at noon, goes until 4 p.m. out at the Estrella Cantina. And if you're looking to go out there, you and a friend, you and your significant other, you can get tickets for $40 per couple on our website
per
until
couple.
The day of. Correct.
So both of you get in for $40.
Exactly, and that
Beautiful.
Includes the entrance to the fair. So you get to have your 10 tastes as well as get your entrance to the fair
Brilliant.
For both of you for $40.
Okay, and the date of that event is?
That's the 21st.
That's the 21st?
So a week from today.
So a week from today.
Correct.
Okay, so prepare your palates.
Exactly.
For some great suds hosted by the Centurions, and then comes...
And you can find, I'm sorry, you can find those tickets on the CenturionsAZ.com website. So just go to CenturionsAZ.com, and you can go purchase those tickets there.
And there it is.
Then... From there, on Cinco de Mayo.
And splash. You, wait, you're doing Centurions on Cinco de Mayo?
So the biggest party of the year on one of the biggest partying days leading up to summer. So Cinco de Mayo, we're doing the Centurions Present Splish Splash Beach Bash. We're doing that out at the Kino Sports Complex. It is a very charitable event. It's 100% charity. And all proceeds are going to the Tucson Medical Center, specifically to the Children's Miracle Network of the hospitals.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, and how much are tickets?
You can get the tickets for $95, sorry. And if you're interested in upgrading those tickets, you're able to get a VIP pass for an additional $65.
And the food and the drinks at the Centurion, I mean, the live music, everything is just perfect. It's like 5,000 of your best friends.
5,000 of my closest friends just hanging out. We have all sorts of specialty cocktails that we offer in the VIP areas. We have a shot bar out there. This year we're going to have a slip and slide. We're going to have a mechanical shark. It's going to be outrageous. All kinds of games. There's, of course, the casino, so if you guys want to go out there and gamble. We also have a great raffle. We call it the Super Raffle. $100 a ticket gets you an opportunity. They have all kinds of great prizes, 1 in 9 chance of winning. But the grand prize is actually a car that's donated from Watson Chevrolet.
Oh, beautiful.
So
okay,
$100 could get you a car.
Yeah, and you get a certain number of drink tickets, right, for the price?
Correct. So you go in there. They give you all your drink tickets. They give you basically as much food as you want to eat. And then you go out and you go enjoy yourself.
And dress the part.
Yeah, so
splish,
very,
splash.
Very
think
much.
Think creatively and imaginatively. Like, what would you think Bill Hussey would wear to the Splish Splash party?
God, I can only imagine what Hussey's going to be wearing. But it is definitely, it is a theme party. It is a costume party. So think Halloween right there at the beginning of summertime. So make sure you're dressed up. You don't have to if you really, really don't want to. But why not? You know, everybody's out there having a really good time.
Okay, May 5th, and you can get the tickets and all the information at Centurions
Again, CenturionsAZ.com. And if you put my name under that, I get credit for it. So Chris Cohen is the person who told you to go buy those tickets.
Okay, so forget I said anything about Bill Hussey.
Yeah.
It's Chris
don't
Cohen.
Don't forget about Hussey.
Gets
good guy.
The credit. CenturionsAZ.com. We're talking to Chris Cohen from Young's Market Company. He is our celebrity co-host for the entire hour in this live beachfront broadcast from Finney's Landing. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be doing a little shaking and stirring of our own with Ashley James from Kodak. She's going to be talking about something that you want to put on your calendar next Wednesday. And Chris Cohen, if you have any plans for Wednesday, cancel them all. And Ashley's going to tell you why you need to do that. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQ. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals, from the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the Commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of Commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Chris Cullen broadcasting live from Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. We have a lot of beach bums here in the crowd eating and drinking like the tropical celebrities that they are. Chris, always a fun party with you on this show, man. Thanks
for coming back. Hot fish tacos. Nothing better.
Yeah, big time. Well, as I said, a big day is coming up in Southern Arizona on Wednesday, April the 18th. It is the annual Dine Out for Safety event. You know, someone is affected by sexual violence every 98 seconds, and we cannot let that stand. And there is one person who is part of an organization in this community who's going to tell us exactly how we can help to respond to those data and do it while having some great culinary and cocktail experiences of our own from the great organization we know as Kodak. Put your hands together for Ashley James. Ashley, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much, Matt. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited that you're able to join us. So Christian was on the show last year talking about Dine Out for Safety.
Yes.
And we were so excited that you're able to come on and kind of continue the story, because when you want something done in this community, you ask local restaurateurs, because they are the ones that want to get behind you know, these kinds of organizations, these kinds of causes, these kinds of crusades. Dine Out for Safety happening April 18th. What do you guys got up your sleeve this year?
Yes, we're super excited about Dine Out for Safety. This is the 22nd year that it's been happening here in Tucson. Wow. And we've got 24 restaurants signed on, and diners can go to any one of them throughout the day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and proceeds support survivors of sexual assault. So we're really excited. We've got breweries that are participating, including Borderlands, Public Brew House.
Right on.
We've got barbecue. We've got Brother John's participating, dedicated for our gluten-free people, Noble Hops. We're really excited about it.
Okay, so let me understand. This is how it works. So April the 18th.
Yes.
Starting basically from sunrise, because there's some restaurants
got some breakfast
offering
spots,
some breakfast,
yep.
Through lunch, uh-huh. Through dinner and beyond. And each one of these restaurants, breweries, et cetera, has saying yes to Kodak, saying no to sexual violence.
Yes.
And they are all contributing, what is it, 20%?
Up to 20% of proceeds
their decision.
Support SACASA, yes. So it helps us to provide our services. SACASA is the only type of agency of its kind here in Southern Arizona providing therapy, crisis advocacy, and other support services for survivors of sexual assault. You mentioned every 98 seconds someone is assaulted. It's one in five people. That's a lot.
That's unbelievable to me, Ashley.
Yes, it could be our neighbor, our family member, a friend. And so we want to get out there and meet with people face-to-face and let them know that this is an important issue that's happening in our community. It's affecting everyone, so we want to raise awareness. But this is a really lighthearted way of doing that. Everyone likes to eat, and so you can do that and support a really important cause. Another thing that we're doing during Dine Out for Safety is we have a raffle that's going on. And so you can purchase raffle tickets. They're only $10. If you buy 15, it's $100. And the grand prize is a gift card to all 24 participating restaurants.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
it's a $750 value. And we've got a lot of other great raffle prizes, too, including a one-night stay at the AC Hotel Marriott downtown.
Oh, fun.
That just opened.
Fun.
We've got a one-night stay at Hacienda del Sol, some acupuncture gift cards,
so big item.
Yeah, lots of really
lots
cool
of
services. Yeah.
Okay,
that
so
AC Hotel is beautiful, too.
Isn't it, though? Right, call. You get this that urban, funky feel that they have captured down there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it all starts at breakfast. Places like Dedicated, Gourmet Girls, one of our sponsors. Yay, cue the applause. Mm-hmm. Mama's Electric within the TEP building. Urban Fresh. You know, and that's just for breakfast. Lunch, the list is too long to even name.
Right.
Dinner, and look, Chris, I mean, we're going to go out to eat anyway.
Absolutely.
Right? We're
going to
go out
breakfast,
to eat.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Why not choose the restaurants and the breweries and the community partners that have said yes to this cause and celebrate and thank them for being a part of it by doing it on April the 18th.
Mm-hmm. So make it a date. Invite your significant other. Bring your friends and family. Skip worrying about dinner for that day and do this instead. Dine out for safety.
Where would I find this list?
So you can find the list online at dineoutforsafety.org. And that has the most up-to-date list of all of our participating restaurants.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to make advance reservations or, well, I mean, I think there's one but some restaurants, dedicated for dinner.
Yeah, some restaurants you will want to make reservations for. Kingfisher every year, they've participated for the past 22 years.
Beautiful.
It's very busy. A lot of people go in just for this event. So we do suggest making reservations at places like that. Vero Amore might get pretty busy.
Yes.
But yeah.
I mean, Noble Hops, Public Brew House, Riley Craft Pizza and Drink, Tap and Bottle North, you know, the Vero Amore's, as you suggested. Now, when you get there, do you have to, is there a code? Do you have to say, I'm here to support Sakasa, I'm here for Dine Out for Safety, to get for them to get that donation?
Yeah, well, we encourage enthusiasm. Let your servers know that you're there and that you're dining out. But while you're there, you'll be approached by volunteers that are representing Dine Out for Safety who are going to thank you for supporting and also offer you the chance to purchase raffle tickets. So they'll meet with you, and thank you for your support.
Yeah. Well, we want to remind our listeners that when you go to these restaurants, you know, you're being thanked for your support because you're showing up to eat and drink and do it for a cause.
Right.
But we also want to say thank you to the restaurants themselves.
Of course.
You know, because they are doing something. Look, I mean, donating up to 20%
of the money that's coming in. Turning a profit in a restaurant is very difficult for them to be able to do something like that.
Exactly. And we want you to thank the restaurateurs. Thank the men and women that are working so hard. And don't let your allegiance fall behind after April the 18th. Go back. Keep supporting those restaurants again and again. More restaurants join this cause every single year.
Every single year.
Which
we're
I think
so
says
grateful.
Something about the work that you're doing at Kodak and at Sakasa, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're very grateful to have our restaurants supporting us. And we're excited about having new ones sign on this year. We have Mion Sushi downtown that's participating for the first time. And I think a few others that are escaping me at the moment. But
right.
We're always excited to have new restaurants sign on.
Now, what's your personal strategy, Ashley James? I mean, when you get up in the morning and you get all ready for the day, do you actually have your entire circuit planned with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then beyond?
Oh, yes. I'm going to wake up in the morning. I'm going to grab breakfast probably at Dedicated.
Right on.
Head on over somewhere else for lunch. Grab an appetizer somewhere else. Maybe a couple cocktails at the end of my shift since I'll be working most of that day. But we encourage you all to do the same thing. Take a tour of Tucson and try a bunch of different foods.
Are you supposed to wait until you're done working now, cocktails?
Yeah, no, I didn't see that in the notes.
My
here.
Job description's
maybe
a little
not
different.
In this environment, but yes, I'll be waiting until the end.
If I want to channel my inner Ashley James, if I wanted to be like Ashley James for a Saturday night, what kind of cocktail would I be drinking? If I walked into the bar, I mean, what would be the dead giveaway? What would somebody say? You must be Ashley James. What's your call?
If it's the end of the day, it's going to depend on my mood, but maybe I would say an old-fashioned.
And, oh, she's going a little retro.
Yeah.
I like Ashley James. She with the confidence, there was no pause. She knew exactly where her palate takes her. Ashley James with Kodak. One more time with the website for Dine Out for Safety.
Yes, www.dineoutforsafety.org.
Dineoutforsafety.org. All the information. Ashley James from Kodak, thank you so much for
hanging
out with us today. Good luck. I'm sure I'll be running into you around town on April the 18th. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, the bar manager from Finney's Landing, Mr. Tyler Moody, is going to be shaking and stirring right before our very eyes. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And things are shaking and stirring even as we speak. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan with the very honorable, the very wise, the very learned celebrity co-host from Young's Market Company, Mr. Chris Cohen.
I'm just going to start wearing a crown when I come in here. This is amazing.
No, that crown is saved for Kenny King Kahuna. But that he's coming on a little bit later on the broadcast. But as I said, we're kind of transporting our taste buds to the tropics, and there is a guy who sits at the center of the tropical expression, of the tropical experience, of the travels where we are virtually taken to the wonderful tropical places on the planet, and here he is to tell us about how the tropical story is told at Finney's Landing. He's the bar manager. He's Coach Moody himself. He's Tyler Moody. How are you,
Coach
brother?
Coach Moody. I'm doing great. I need to bring you everywhere I go.
Yeah, I mean, I want to introduce you when you walk into the men's room at the Cow Pony. I'm
exactly.
going to announce you. I mean, that's that's how we do it. Anyway, your first appearance on this show.
First time ever. First time ever on the radio.
You got to be kidding me.
Exciting times.
Okay, great. Well, this is just an audition. The show is next week. I'm kidding. But anyway, when we come here to Finney's Landing, like as I said, it's kind of a virtual transport of our taste buds to the tropics. You guys are really known for your tropical cocktail experience, and it's not just a menu. It's a full-on encounter with the tropical cocktail. When we're thinking about this time of year and the kinds of cocktails that you think are great matches to kind of tease us with the warmer months that we're about to be entering into, what gets you started? What gets you excited, Tyler?
Well, the one we got in front of you is the seasonal mojito.
Oh.
Mojito always goes well in the tropics.
Okay, so one mojito is not enough for
no.
Tyler Moody. He has a seasonal mojito.
Gotta keep him rolling.
Right now they're blueberry, so as you can see by the colors in it, it's awesome. Good radio I'm doing here, talking about colors.
That's all right. All these photos will be up on our Facebook page and our Instagram gallery of goodness. But anyway, a blueberry mojito celebrates spring in all of its freshness, right?
That's right.
And I actually see real blueberries in here, Chris Cohen.
I see the same.
Walk us through the structure of this cocktail.
Just get some blueberries, some lime, and some mint,
that's
muddle it all up, a little bit of simple syrup if you like it a little sweeter, add some rum, the most important part.
Yeah, what kind of rum are you digging on these days?
Oh, I'm a Captain Morgan guy myself.
Okay,
but
just going
that's
right
not,
to...
That's not going to go well in a mojito.
Chris, where would you go on a mojito?
I saw a little Don Q white rum back there.
Yeah,
that would probably
gorgeous.
Be perfect.
Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So, and now when you guys muddle, you muddle.
We
and I say it's like an aerobic activity. It's like when Tyler Moody is presiding at Finney's Landing, it's like dinner to show watching him muddle.
Coach you know, flexing the muscles.
That's right. Skip the gym.
I was a bartender 30 years ago at the Bum Steer, and we were not doing any muddling. I can tell you. I can tell you that. So the season of mojito, how often are you switching that out? Every, I don't know, quarter or so?
Yeah, every quarter.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we get something new, if watermelon's in season, we'll throw that in there. That's one of my favorites.
That sounds like a great
Chris,
summer.
Why don't you take a tug of that mojito
and
talk a little bit about your experiences because, you know, Chris Cohen's palate, Tyler, is one of the most highly sought-after palates in all of the galaxy.
It's what they pay me for.
You digging on the flavors coming out there?
What's beautiful about using the fresh blueberries is you get that really specific tartness. You get... sorry, it's making my mouth water because it's got a great acidity to it as well.
You're making me cry.
Right? And the acidity is what makes my mouth water. But when you're looking for a really great mojito, you want something that's going to keep you coming back. And those two ingredients right there are
super
beautiful
fresh,
harmony.
Super bright. The mint, I think, is just... Is that and a great Tyler Moody, a great cocktail is all about a great balance, right?
That's right.
And those are a great balance of flavors. Now, you can get a tropical cocktail here at Finney's Landing all the time, but Wednesdays are like a pretty big deal, right?
Wednesday's a big deal. Half off all our tropical drinks from open to close.
Half off.
Half off.
So for every tropical drink on the menu?
Every single one.
Including the coveted Mai Tai that you actually procured, the secret recipe from Trader Vic himself is here.
That's right. Half off all of them. And the Mai Tai is one of my favorites. Get straight to the point.
Okay.
No messing around.
Tyler Moody, bar manager here at Finney's Landing. We talked about Tropical Wednesdays, half off all tropical cocktails. How many cocktails do you have on that list?
I think there's 10 right now.
10?
10.
And that you have personally sat down and spent time with each.
Every single one.
There's a little touch of Tyler in every one of these cocktails being served up behind the boat that
measured,
is the bar.
Measured them all out precisely, so they come out all the same every single time.
Before we get to our next cocktail, you know, I love restaurants that celebrate industry. You know, you people in the industry, you food and beverage industry folks.
What do you, you mean, you people?
You work, so am I an honorary member of the industry?
Absolutely.
Because I think I need to be here on Mondays, right?
Industry night
at Finney's.
Industry night from 8 to midnight, 25% off anything you want. Everything. Food, drinks. So kitchen closes at 10. If you can't get here before that, come and get a drink after your shift.
No, and Ashley James with Kodak, she's kind of a she loves the old fashioned, so she knows what they're gonna do about cocktails.
I'll take care of you on a Monday
night.
There
you go. Is there like a secret handshake or a sign or something to say I'm an industry guy?
Yeah, you're usually wearing a black shirt or something.
Yeah, black, when you put on black
when you're in this area. But, yep.
Well, you brought another cocktail out for us to continue the story of tropics.
Strawberry Blossom Paloma.
Oh.
Another one of my favorites. If you're a margarita lover, you want to try something different, go to the Paloma. There's some grapefruit juice in there, some strawberry puree.
Now, the Paloma, classic Mexican cocktail, a tequila, a little grapefruit soda, right?
Yeah.
In the classic Paloma, and you've kind of brought it a fresh new level with this strawberry puree, did you say?
Yeah, that's
You're
right.
actually pureeing fresh strawberries right here in-house? Chris
All
the Cohen.
Time.
For so many years, I was drinking grapefruit soda squirt. And tequila with a salted rim, and that was a Paloma. But over the last couple of years,
man,
they have just completely elevated their game, and you find beautiful Palomas like this around town.
I mean, and it's that extra little push that you give to a classic cocktail, bringing it, you know, making it relevant to that time of year, giving it that Finney's twist, bringing in some of the fresh strawberries. It's a beautiful color that matches beautifully with the emerald green garnish of the lime. Tropics have arrived here in southern Arizona thanks to Tyler Moody. I mean, this guy knows his stuff, man.
Absolutely.
All right, so what, are you working all night tonight?
All night. I'll be here till 2 a.m., probably later than that.
In your black shirt, then you're going to go somewhere for industry night.
Luckily, we don't have to wear black shirts here. We keep it pretty casual.
Come see Tyler Moody, Coach Moody himself, the bar manager. He presides on a regular experience here at Finney's Landing. Tyler, always fun catching up with you. Let's go get a drink, man.
Let's do it.
We're going to take a quick news break, and thanks to our sponsors. And when we come back, the curtains will open. Everyone will stand because Kenny King Kahuna himself Ooh. Is here live in his live broadcast from Finney's Landing. Stick around, fellas. Moody's will be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Chris Cohen broadcasting live from Finney's Landing on the northwest corner of Sunrise and Swan. Quick little news here at On the Menu Live. We are committed to dishing out the latest culinary buzz in Southern Arizona. So here's some exciting news. Get it out now. It is Eat Dessert First Day to fight childhood cancer. Go to www.eatdessertfirstday.org. to learn more and donate whatever you can to support pediatric cancer research right here at the University of Arizona's Steele Children's Research Center, or you can visit one of the many Southern Arizona restaurants that are donating a portion of all dessert sales to this life-saving cause. We're talking some of the best: Chris Cohen, Charo Steak, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, The Hub Restaurant and Creamery, Kingfisher, Prep and Pastry, both locations, Sunday's Yogurt and Smoothies, and many more. I think it's a delicious way to come together as a culinary community, and that's at www.eatdessertsfirstday.org. Chris Cohen, nothing wrong with that, man.
I want to have my cheese course at the end anyway, so it's kind of perfect to go dessert first, then entree, then go to your appetizer.
That's
beautiful.
Right. One more announcement. This show would not be possible whatsoever were it not for the forward-thinking support of all of our sponsors. You know, I would not be able to run my mouth every Saturday at 5 o'clock to talk about local, to talk about independent, to talk about the kinds of food and beverage news that are really making news were it not for our sponsors. Please visit our sponsors, thank them, spend money with them, because they care about local live radio. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer, Russell Public Communications, Tino's Pizza, and Tucson Foodie. Big round of applause for all of our sponsors. Now, Chris Cohen, I'm so excited that that the King has come back. You know, he had his debut appearance on this show almost a year ago. We were here celebrating what they had in store here at Finney's Landing for July 4th, and it's so exciting to have the King back. Because not only is he Kenny King, the general manager and executive chef and man about town, but he is Kenny King Kahuna of Finney's Landing. And here he is now for his second appearance. Kenny King Kahuna.
What's
is
great
back.
About having Kenny on, too, is we just became best friends recently. So
yeah, five seconds ago.
We hadn't met each other until what? Very recently. And over the last month or so,
we've really
hit it off.
The rum in the mojitos, Don Q, from just Young's boom. Market. It's
All right, so I'm going to ask you to pull your microphone a little closer to your mouth.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
There you
Sorry
go.
About that. Yeah.
That's beautiful. So you had a bucket list moment right here on the Menu Live. You got to meet Kenny King Kahuna for the first time.
No. I'm sorry. Over the last couple of months.
A couple of months?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is it's a blossoming relationship.
Okay. Yeah, so fortuitous that you brought us together on the show. Yeah.
All right. Well, Kenny blossoms. That's what he does.
There you
Hashtag.
Go.
Kenny King Kahuna. Look,
Kenny
I wish this was a two-hour show, you know, because every time you sit down with Kenny and sort of get, you know, Tyler talked about the tropical expression of the cocktail story, talking about what you guys do to support your brothers and sisters in the industry. When we come into Finney's Landing, the journey, the ride always begins for us sitting up at the boat, sitting alongside the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll in over some killer cocktails. But the food, the culinary experience really helps to anchor. Are you with me, Chris Cohen?
Yeah.
Anchor.
Oh, I'm listening.
I mean, you...
I had to get my silverware out. I'm really excited right now.
Yeah, you're going to have to show some restraint here. But Kenny King Kahuna, the man behind all the great food items here. You've got some new dishes you're about ready to roll out. And I love when chefs kind of think about the season as how that inspires the new menu. But let's just pretend for a moment, Kenny King Kahuna, that there's someone listening to the restaurant right now that's never been to Finney's Landing. They're starting to kind of picture in their mind, you know, the rhythm of the crashing waves and the swaying of the palm trees. How would you define what the culinary experience is like here at Finney's Landing?
Well, Matt, you know, my personal inspiration for the dishes and things like that come from, I guess, kind of how I think Scott and Finney kind of conceptualized, you know, the ambience of the restaurant and kind of the foundation for the menu, drink wise or food wise, and I really think that kind of is inspirations from different cuisines, different continents, different port cities of the world. You know, we have a lot of very coastal Mexican fare. You know, I think that's probably what most people would say predominant.
Yeah.
Predominantly, you know, stars on our menu. However, we have a lot of American classics. We have some Hawaiian influence, some Caribbean influence. And now, you know, we're trying to bring a little Italian influence by way of some pasta. So we've got some really fun, fresh fettuccine that we've been doing a lot of great things with. You're going to see it in three different applications on our new menu rendition. So,
oh, that's great. That's exciting. So we're going to dig in to the new menu additions shortly. But as I look around the room, Kenny King Kahuna, as I kind of do a perimeter scan, I have lost count how many empty upside-down bottles of Patron there are that literally line the entire circumference of the how many square foot space we have here. Can you just tell me once and for all, right here, right now, is there someone who is responsible for the consumption of each of those bottles of Patron?
Yeah, it's probably you, Matt Russell. Scott and Finney are definitely the accumulators of those bottles, and it comes from their many years and many decades, honestly, in this industry, man. These guys have put together an awesome place, and I am just so proud to be a part of it. You know?
Yeah, and it's like totally come as you are, right? I mean, you think
absolutely.
About how Chris talked about how to dress to go to the Splish Splash event happening on May
Fall
the 5th.
Out of bed here.
I'm normally in slacks and a button-up long-sleeve shirt, and right now I'm wearing board shorts and a short-sleeve button-up shirt with pineapples all over it.
Because so that's what
either,
wants
either
to
way,
wear.
They like me the same.
Show up in your flip-flops, and you know you're in the right place because the door handles on the front door are literally flip-flops. I mean, that just tells you that you're leaving, you know, it's like, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. You're walking from the Sonoran Desert into, as you said, the coastal, you know, areas of the world
they're
that we just love.
Portholes for windows.
Right. It's not, this is like a lifestyle-driven concept here. Because me at my best, I'm in a Tommy Bahama shirt, I got a great cocktail, I got my my rear end in the water and my toes in the water of the rear end. I can't say. It's my show. I can say whatever I want.
There
I got
go.
My ass in the water, Kenny King.
Country song of some
sort. Are we still on the air?
Yeah, no. Absolutely. It's pretty awesome to come into work every day and just get to be yourself because, you know, that is exactly right, Matt. They have fashioned this place after this their lifestyle.
Yeah, right on. So the new menu additions. So when you change out a menu or bring in some new additions, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it takes forever.
You know, you know you have to preserve what works. You know, and it all works, but you know that there are some dishes on the menu that you dare not bounce off for a season.
Yeah, pretty
and
much you, everything on the menu. My chefs will attest
to it. So how do you decide? Look, there's only so much room on the menu. When you're bringing in some new dishes, is it just a simple mathematic equation that says if something comes on, something else has to go?
No, I mean, unfortunately for my cooks, we don't have the luxury of just taking off something because we want to put something on. You know, we don't have a lot of, like, we don't have 100 dishes. We have, you know, 10 different kinds of dishes that we prepare in different manners. So to take away one taco from the taco menu is taking away someone's favorite taco. A few years ago, we took the coconut shrimp off, and I still make it every day.
It's
even
cool.
Though it's not on the
it's
menu.
Absolute cool.
It's amazing. Yeah, very difficult to knock things off, especially when you're you know cemented in your spot for the last 6 years. So I don't want to deprive anybody of something that they love. And yeah, absolutely. So for us, it's more about maybe knocking some verbiage off of the menu and
right.
some numbers off
creating
of the menu
the
to,
space.
To be able to sneak in some more of those other.
I've been told all my life to knock down the verbiage. People have been accusing me of too much verbiage my entire life, so I don't know how you do it. So when you have that blank canvas, when you think about what you want to do with a new dish that still, it's a new experience and a new story that the dish tells, but still represents that lifestyle concept that defines Finney's Landing. How does your mind work? How do you get around the kinds of answers that you have to give to a dish when you bring it on for the first time?
Thank you, guys.
They're jamming for you now.
Kenny King has—he travels with his own
cheering set. Got a posse.
Well, yeah, you can hear some of our inspiration in the background there. You know, to be honest with you, Matt, you know, I one of my favorite things as a chef is reinventing my favorite foods from my childhood.
Oh,
so,
very cool.
A lot of that kind of influence goes into how I create dishes here with my chefs. You know, we obviously, as you're looking at the Chibosco chicken pasta, you know, I think you can, you know, probably correlate the how we came up with the name and everything for that. You know, Chibosco being our house hot sauce, our resident wing sauce, and you know, it's found a way into an Alfredo dish here at Finney's Landing that we've kind of spiced in a different direction with maybe some Mexican influence. Maybe some Spanish influence as well.
Southwestern flair.
Absolutely. We're adding a little pico de gallo and lime juice to our Alfredo instead of maybe your traditional lemon. We also throw in some texture with some chili lime pepitas. And then you have a nice blackened Chibosco chicken on top of the pasta. And that's a very, very fresh fettuccine.
And how many new pasta dishes did you say?
We're actually going to have 3 new pasta dishes. We're also going to have an Alfredo salmon dish that we'll be doing. And then a vegetarian noodle dish that's going to be kind of fashioned in a spicy Thai noodle. format with some sautéed vegetables.
Okay, so vegetarian doesn't mean you have to sacrifice flavor.
Absolutely
or sacrifice
not.
That island inspiration.
I am most excited about the Thai noodle, to be honest with you.
Seriously, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the kind of dishes that you can have fun with because, you know, you're working outside of that sort of basic primary protein experience and working with all kinds of different fun and fresh flavors. So, Chris, let's go in on this dish. Okay, so this is the Chubasco pasta.
Chubasco chicken,
what,
yes, sir.
Chicken pasta. And what kind of pasta are you using on this? Yeah?
As an egg fettuccine.
An egg fettuccine. Okay, just beginning the experience, I plunge my fork into the center of the pile of pasta. And right now, I see the richness that this dish is because there's that, it goes in and coming out, it just takes a little bit of a tug to bring that fork back out of that pile of pasta. I'm so excited about this dish.
Thank
seriously.
You,
now, walking in, I had never heard Chubasco before, but I had it explained to me. Can you tell everyone what Chubasco means?
Absolutely. So, I forgive me for not being as accurate as I could be. Scott would be on point with this, but
I never heard it until
very,
today.
It is a very violent sea squall. Most traditionally in the Sea of Mexico. So
a violent sea squall, right?
Yeah, thunder,
how cool is
lightning,
that?
Right?
Couple hundred mile an hour wind,
and of course the Chubasco, the brand.
Bit of a bite.
Of that portfolio of hot sauces that they have here. You're still selling your hot sauces here?
Yeah, absolutely. You can get all three flavors plus the barbecue here anytime you want to come in.
Did you try that pasta?
That's
that,
just
that beautiful,
ridiculous.
Rich. The egg noodles are just beautiful.
They just melt in your mouth.
And it's super rich, super creamy. What kind of cheese are you working with on this dish?
You have a little Monterey Jack in there just for some texture to smooth out the Parmesan.
Yeah, super
smart
tender
Parmesan
chicken.
Gets a little gritty.
Yeah, yep, super tender. Just kind of the chicken, medallion sort of fanned over the top of the pasta. Glorious dish.
Thank you, sir.
Will not be my last. This is the Chubasco chicken pasta. One of three new pasta dishes that is going to be landing on the Finney's. Did you hear that, Chris Cullen? I said landing. So
Finney's
I got anchor.
Landing.
I got landing here at Finney's Landing. It would be a disservice, Kenny King Kahuna, if we were to have this show move forward without talking about what I think is the biggest, baddest breakfast experience on the weekends. I just sort of lovingly refer to it as the beachfront breakfast. Because,
Absolutely.
Look, there are many places to get breakfast. And I got nothing wrong or nothing bad to say about any of the people in town that wake up early to serve this community great breakfast food. But there's something about breakfast at Finney's on Saturdays and Sundays that is so fun, that is so vibrant. I kind of call it the bridge from the night before to the day ahead. And we all need that moment.
Sounds
right,
like
Kenny?
A good Saturday night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think when I think of Sonoran breakfast, I think of kind of those brunch offerings. You know what I mean? It's a slow move into lunch at almost the same time period, if you will, if you're having one of those lazy coast days. So we definitely have a wide variety of you know, coastal Mexican dishes inspired from south of the border. But then we also have a lot of, you know, breakfast classics, American classics. Ben's slinging out some of the biggest, baddest omelets out of that kitchen on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Kidding.
Yeah, I got the best breakfast chef in town.
And so the breakfast starts at what time on Saturdays and Sundays?
8 a.m. We run that all the way to noon, too. A lot of people are surprised when they come in at 11. We're serving lunch and breakfast. So.
Yeah, on both days.
Absolutely.
It's not just a Sunday brunch.
Absolutely.
It's a breakfast program that goes Saturdays and Sundays. Now, a few people are probably standing out the door at 8 o'clock saying, look,
yes,
I just woke up. But I went to bed at 3 a.m. I need some, like, chilaquiles, or I need some huevos. Huevos.
Oh, the puns keep
Chris
coming.
Cohen.
I'm just excited I can sleep until 11 and still get this.
But there's, like, 30 items. I literally counted. On your breakfast menu, there are 30 different items with different ways to express, you know, the traditional breakfast dishes with that Finney's twist. I mean, how do you even begin to think about 30 items for a breakfast menu?
You got 52 weekends in a year, Matt, so that's kind of the idea. I got 22 left to invent, I guess.
So is this one of the breakfast items?
Yeah, that's okay. Our huevos chilaquiles. So okay. Our chilaquiles is a little out of the norm of tradition. Most traditionally, chilaquiles is a layered enchilada kind of casserole dish. Ours is more of a bird nest. So we're using fresh corn tortillas from the Carniceria La Noria. My opinion, the best tortillas in the city. We strip those out, fry them. They get tossed in an enchilada sauce, and they kind of make a bird's nest. They get a little jack cheese on top. We melt that in the salamander, just kind of darken that cheese, get some of that burnt cheese flavor. Then we got some delicious chorizo. Chorizo scrambled egg hits the top of that. You got some pico de gallo and some fresh queso fresco cheese.
So you're stirring in that chorizo into the egg as it's all kind of coming together,
yeah.
Taking shape.
Rolled together.
So you're getting a little bit of the fat from the chorizo coming into that blanket of egg.
The redness, the spices kind of bleed into the egg and discolor the egg a little bit so it doesn't...
Bleeds into the egg.
There's something very beautiful about doing fresh chilaquiles as well, like just having that crispy texture at the bottom where it's got a little bit of time to soak in that, but it's still crispy in the middle. It's the best thing ever.
Okay, I'm going in. Now, I got to ask you, Kenny King Kahuna, so you've obviously plated up this dish knowing there were going to be two of us eating. This is not an authentic representation of the dish on the menu.
It's pretty close. I mean, there might be a little extra bird nest on there.
A little extra bird nest. He's a giver.
Got to get a couple birdies in there.
Okay, because this is a sizable portion. Keep that in mind when you're looking at the photos. But anyway, Kenny, now this is you've got like the entire cheer squad.
We have the best regulars in town, bar none.
He needs a little strawberry paloma break here.
We all need a little strawberry paloma break.
In our world. All right, Kenny King, man, you got some serious fans. All right, so you've got this. I just see the different textures. I love the differences in flavors and in textures, and frankly in temperatures, because you got that hot egg, then you got that cold pico on the top. So it's really giving your palate all kinds of. Now, the guy that rang the bell, is that just he's giving you a hard time for your appearance on the radio show?
Yeah, that bell doesn't mean anything except you're awesome. We ring it a lot.
There you go.
I think Haley just
got a good tip back there.
What do you think, Matt Russell?
Let's hear it, Matt. Okay, all right. So when I think about great breakfast food, I think about, bacon, eggs, pancakes. I think only in the Southwest do you think chilaquiles.
Right.
Throw some egg on top. Got some beautiful pico de gallo. You got some cotija cheese over the top.
I can't wait for you to have a bite of that.
It's exactly what I want as a person from Arizona.
Yeah, and you're not going to go to Duluth, Minnesota. And order a chilaquiles, at the neighborhood diner.
If you do, it's not going to taste like this.
You're right, it's not. The chorizo shines in this dish,
yeah.
Kenny.
Nothing overpowers. No. The enchilada sauce is something we make from scratch here. We don't overspice it. It doesn't take away from the other ingredients, the fresh pico on top, the chorizo and the egg. Everything kind of, we try to really find a balance in our dishes. You can taste each ingredient. You can pick out each ingredient through your taste.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm a chorizo fanatic. And that, it's not overly spicy, but it's that great, it's that sense of place that you taste with that chorizo, that kind of regional expression of the sausage is just beautiful. And we're going to continue our conversation with you on the other side of this break, but the time has come, Kenny, to give one of our listeners a chance at winning a Finney's Landing gift card.
Absolutely.
If they're the first person to send me a note with the right answer to our trivia question, have you thought about something fun we can ask our listeners today?
I think I have. I hope I got somebody stumped this time. I think our question might have been too easy last year.
Well, because our co-host blurted out the answer before we went to a commercial.
Who would do that?
That was my crap. But anyway, I digress. What's our question?
All right, guys. Stretching 76 miles, Cox's Bazar is the world's longest beach. What country is it located in?
The world's longest beach is 76 miles?
76 miles, Mr. Russell.
Oh, this is a great question.
I've got an idea. I want to blurt it out.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay, I won't.
The world's longest beach stretches 76 miles. And we want to know if you know where that's located.
Worth a $50 gift card.
$50?
$50.
Oh, man, that'll take you far here at Finney's.
A lot of those half-price cocktails on Wednesdays.
Seriously. Send me a note right now on themenulive@gmail.com. Onthemenulive@gmail.com. A $50 gift card from Finney's is at stake. What is the name or where is the world's longest beach? 76 miles. Onthemenulive@gmail.com. Quick commercial break. Thank you to the sponsor. Coming back, talking about some Founders beer, talking about Cinco de Mayo, and wrapping up with Kenny King Kahuna. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, you've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression
fans of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
And you're listening to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Chris Cohen coming to you live from Finney's Landing. Now, I got to tell you, Kyle Blessinger, who's one of our listeners from the Dillinger Brewing Company, he wants so much, Kenny King, Kahuna, to win this gift card, but he's texting me the answers.
Nope,
he's
no texts. Because
it's on the menu live at gmail.com, Kyle Blessinger. Don't
on,
text
Kyle.
Me. No, say hi to Kyle, everybody.
Hi, Kyle.
The Dillinger Brewing Company doing a great things with the suds these
Toronto
days.
Seduction.
Working hard. We want to know the longest beach, 76 miles, the longest beach in the world. Where is it? On the menu live at gmail.com. I'm drinking a Founders All Day IPA. I love what those guys at Founders are doing.
I'm your best friend.
Keeping this thing going slow at the kind of the approachable ABV, so you can have several of these in a day and not have to worry about it. But you guys are doing some crazy stuff with Founders too. You actually have gotten your hands on some pretty limited production brews from these guys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks to you know, our regulars and our bartenders doing a great job of moving Founders. They've been able to allocate some special you know. Some special kegs that they only put out for a month or two every year.
Wow.
We have some CBS, which is a Canadian breakfast stout, and the Backwoods Bastard. I'm allowed to say that on air.
both, that's all right. I said ass.
Both
and
legit.
We're still on the air, so I guess we're all right.
Both legit 100 rated on beerrate.com. I mean, like, these beers are, they speak for themselves.
100?
They're aged in whiskey barrels.
It's not easy to do.
Stuff. Yeah, they're really just taking the ball with Founders All Day IPA and just rolling with it. They have some really great stuff. Man, I don't know if there's one beer of theirs that I don't like. Just the Mosaic Promise. I mean, everything that they do, I have just been a fan of right now. But yeah, I'm excited. Once we get our tap handle expansion finished, to put a bunch of those on at the same time and do a little Founders takeover. So
we didn't have a chance to talk with Tyler about that. And I'm thinking, so many beers, so little space. Kenny King Kahuna says, look, I don't want to just limit Finney's Landing beer drinkers to this. How many do you have on tap?
We have 12 currently.
You have 12.
We will go to 16.
You're adding four more taps.
Yeah, and space for more.
It's a big.
We just got to figure out how to make the beer cooler bigger.
Well, you know, Chris Cohen consults on those kinds of things. I bet he can sit down
with
you.
I've got a guy.
He's got a guy. Okay, when can we expect, what's the ETA on the new horizon of handles?
We're going to be moving on it this month. So in the very near future, I would say by the middle of May, we're going to have a bunch of new beers on tap. So
excited. Can I now, is there, I'm sure, like a little R&D process where you sit down and carefully and intentionally decide what you want on tap? You know, I'm available to kind of sit with you, take some time, taste through a flight, the portfolio of suds, the spectrum of suds, really.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm
you
here
have
for
some
you.
Time, if you're free tomorrow.
I'm a giver.
Sunday's my day off, so
I brought my beers with me today.
In. Right. Cinco de Finney's is coming up. Cinco de Mayo is always a lot of fun here at Finney's Landing.
Oh, absolutely. Cinco de Mayo, one of the biggest days of the year in here. One of the biggest parties that we could throw next to St. Patrick's Day and Mardi Gras. We're going to have Mariachi Allegra that night.
Oh, fun.
Michael P. and the Gully Washers to shut the place down. They are our resident kind of like partiers on each of these fun holidays, so they really turned this place out. Michael P was just here last night and put on an amazing show, so we're excited for Cinco de Mayo and all that it brings. We're gonna have some amazing
special
drink,
menu that you're rolling out, special
menu.
Dishes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do lots of different fun things for Cinco de Mayo every year, and this year won't be an exception. So,
and Seis de Mayo would be a great place to have
grab
breakfast.
Some breakfast. Absolutely,
because you're gonna need
your car
it
on Friday night.
All right, and live music here at Finney's. And it's not just during these special events. Live music has become part of the story at Finney's. Some of the best bands I've ever heard in Tucson, like Shrimp Chaperone, you know, the Muffalatas, I first saw here at Finney's. You find the right talent and showcase them.
Chuck's Bandwagon, formerly Chuck Wagon and the Wheels. Those are one of our top tickets. You know, we have a band here every Friday and Saturday night, 8 p.m., play till 11 p.m. It's always a free show. It's always a fun time in here. We always have a reverse happy hour from 10 p.m. to close on Friday and Saturdays.
Oh,
so
very cool.
Take advantage of that while you're catching a free show. We got some big fun bands coming up over the next few months here. So April 21st, Chuck's Bandwagon's going to be here. And the 23rd, a special show from the Brothers Gao on Monday, April 23rd.
These guys are from the community. They're a travel band. They've gotten really big over
those
the last
few
years.
Those guys are based here?
Yeah.
Three, oh, I didn't know that.
Three of the original members or four of the original members are from the area. Went to Catalina Foothills. And
that's a Jamie Rice favorite.
I never knew that.
They call this their home when they're up in Tucson saying hi to the folks. So we let them play here whenever they give us the opportunity.
And what's the date they're going to be playing?
April 23rd.
Okay, folks, put April 23rd on your calendar. You will have been recovered from Down Out for Safety by then. You're going to be able to enjoy some great food, great cocktails, great live entertainment by folks that actually grew up right here. And they're like a national known. They've got this brand about them that people all over the country dig these guys.
Absolutely. They get bigger every time they play a show, I'm sure. They're touring as far as Ithaca, New York last year, so. These guys are really making their move this year.
Kenny Kinkahuna, I see you tugging passionately on that Strawberry Paloma. What are you thinking about drinking? What pleases your palate this time of year? I mean, at the heart, I know you are a craft beer guy.
Yeah.
Our hearts beat together, brother. But we love our spectrum of spirits. What are you loving on the cocktail scene these days?
I've definitely been trying to cut back on the calories, and nothing really goes down smoother than an independent gin right now. A little gin and tonic after a hard day.
Nice local gin?
Yeah, great local gin.
Absolutely.
Gotta go right to the source here.
Cutting down on the calories, Kenny King?
Absolutely, you gotta try.
Can I get you some Tabasco chicken
a lot of pasta?
Anyway, I want you to come down here and say hi to Kenny Kinkahuna. Become part of the cheering section that is following him wherever he goes. Kenny King, thank you so much for hanging out with us. So excited for your breakfast and so excited for your new dishes that are going to land on your menu. When are we going to see those the new menu items hit the menu?
Finney's going to have that menu to us in 12, 13 days.
Within 12 or 13 days. Be one of the first to experience all of these great dishes. Thank you so much to you, Scott and Finney and Tyler, Coach Moody himself, and for everything that you do. And Chris Cohen.
Thank
the hour goes by so fast.
It's quick.
When you're having fun, we got some eating and drinking to do. Again, the Centurions, find out how you can get all the information, buy the tickets.
The other Cinco de Mayo party.
The other Cinco de Mayo, CenturionsAZ.com, and there's a way to credit Chris Cohen. He's the one that...
My name is on there. Just click it.
That's all you got to do.
Drop down menu,
anyway,
Chris Cohen.
Ashley James from Kodak, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Dine Out for Safety is April the 18th. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, check out our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Chris Cohen reminding you if it's Saturday at 5,
it's on the menu live.
Cheers, fellow foodies. Come on up and see us at Finney's.
Thanks, guys.